Next, let's look at the government agency guidance that mandates the use of personal identity verification, or PIV. In response to HSPD 12, NIST issued PHIP's publication 201-1, Personal Identity Verification of Federal Employees and Contractors, in March 2006. This publication outlines a standard procedure for PIV that all federal departments and agencies must follow to confirm the identities of their employees and contractors before issuing a credential or identification badge. The PIV process was divided into two phases. The first PIV phase standardized the processes used by federal departments and agencies in issuing existing ID badges to its employees and contractors, but allowed issuing existing credentials using existing methods. The process requires sponsorship of an applicant, separation of duties for those sponsoring from those issuing the ID cards, and a standardized list of acceptable documents an applicant can provide as proof of identity. Applicants must also undergo or already possess a successfully adjudicated minimal background investigation. Departments and agencies began using this new process to issue ID badges on October 27, 2005. The second PIV phase requires issuance of a common identification card, generically referred to as a PIV card, using the process developed in PIV Phase 1, and requires a significant technology infrastructure to support issuing the new cards. NIST also developed the standards for the systems. Departments and agencies were required to have their own operational HSPD 12 systems or to sign up with an HSPD 12 shared service provider by October 27, 2006.